On to item 7, consider and take possible action regarding non-service-connected disability retirement allowance of deceased member Robert Richardson. Tim Hoppe has the floor.
Okay, this is a non-service-connected disability application related to an active death. Robert Richardson was an active Tier 3 member with over 17 years of SSERA retirement service. He passed away on April 9th, 2018 from cancer. He had an active death form, Form 104, on file with SSERA, which then, for his beneficiary, changes the benefit amount that they are eligible for. The medical records were provided and reviewed by the board's medical advisor, who found that Mr. Richardson was totally disabled from any employment prior to his death, and that he meets the qualifications of a Tier 3 member for a non-service-connected disability. So the board is now being asked to consider the following recommendations. The first one is find Robert Richardson was permanently unable to engage in any substantial gainful employment and grant a non-service disability retirement effective April 9th, 2018. And then secondly, grant Robert Richardson's beneficiary benefits pursuant to Government Code Section 31762.
Motion to grant the recommendation.
Second.
Both.
Is that,
both of them.
Both of them, okay. Both 1 and 2.
Gotcha. 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Okay. Any further?
Go ahead. Just a quick question. Mm-hmm. And really not related to these two, but is there ever a circumstance where somebody dies in active employment where they wouldn't qualify?
The first requirement is they have to have a Form 104 on file.
Understood.
And we have encountered that in the past. The other requirement is for Tier 3 members, which, you know, is a majority of our membership population, and 5.2 members. They are required to have a minimum of 10 years of service.
Okay, so there's an eligibility by reason both of the form and the service for Tier 3. But I guess my basic question is, assuming they meet that, if they die on active duty with the form in place and the adequate service, it's automatic.
I don't want to say it's automatic, because there are some provisions related to intemperate drug use, alcohol, that would prevent the application from moving forward.
Okay.
So there are some limits.
There are some.
It's not just you pass away, you have the form on file, you have 10 or more years, and it's done. It still goes through the process where the medical records have to be provided to the medical advisor. The medical advisor then goes through their opinion on where they...
And should that occur, we would expect to see it in the write-up of the medical advisor and yourself.
Correct. And it has happened. I think it was before I was with SSERA. It happened, I think, a few months before I joined, where one request that came in with a form met the two requirements. The first two were met having the form on file in the 10 years, but there was an issue which prevented it from being granted by the board.
Dying by drug overdose, for example.
Exactly.
Might be a fit. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you can probably, say someone dies in an accident and it's a DUI, or a drug overdose, something like that. There are provisions for that.
Thank you.
Any other questions or discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Abstain? Motion passes.